cellular to vehicle everything, or CV2X, on the 5.9 GHz band. This would establish new rules for the use of ITS within 30 MHz of that spectrum. The system is already in use by many automakers, sending and receiving messages over existing 5G cellular networks with alerts about traffic issues, weather conditions, road hazards, or speeding cars. The FCC measure also sets out the technical parameters for the use of CV2X, including power and emission limits. The system permits vehicles to communicate with roadside infrastructure and the cell phones of pedestrians, cyclists, and road workers, enabling safety communications even when there are no line-of-sight warnings. The FCC said in a press release that the new spectrum rules would, quote, accelerate the automotive industry and state and federal government plans for transitioning from data technology to more advanced CV2X automobile safety technology, end quote. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Portable operators who have lofty goals, in this case, goals to scale the heights of regional soda summits, are getting ready for Gallfest 2024, which is set to take place in late December in the UK. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has those details.
Organizers will be watching the weather forecast in the days between Christmas and the New Year to see what day is most suitable for the return of Gallfest, a soda tradition first held in 2003. Over the years, the event's purpose has become one half SOTA and one half social. Since the beginning, activators have set up operations on summits in the Shropshire area or on summits near the border between England and Wales, staying close enough to one another for a convenient meet-up afterwards in Church Stretton for coffee and cake. Organisers Tom, M1EYP, and Jimmy, M0HGY, are hoping for a turnout that attracts even SOTA first-timers, and they expect lots of opportunities for summit-to-summit contacts. If you wish to participate, Tom advises following discussion thread on the SOTA Reflector to coordinate with other activators as to which summit everyone is going to be on. By the way, Tom explains that the name for the event actually originates from the ancient Norman name for Wales, Pays de Galles, but someone misspelt it when the first SOTA event was launched. Gaul, spelt G-A-U-L, was actually the name for a region of Western Europe. Tom said no one ever bothered to correct the mistake, and so...
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in 20 seconds, played by KE6GVK.